Victims of crime are angry that an HIV-positive man who pleaded guilty to having unprotected sex with a woman without telling her about his condition is not going to jail. The man was sentenced to 2 years in Melbourne this morning, but the judge suspended the sentence and placed him on a 2-year community-based order. Alison Caldwell reports.
29-year-old Lam Quath pleaded guilty to 2 counts of reckless conduct endangering another person. Twice last year, he had unprotected sex with a woman he met at an inner-city nightclub. He didn't tell her that he had HIV. The county court was told Quath was unwilling to come to terms with his diagnosis and that he'd been placed under a supervision order by the Department of Human Services. The court also heard that his prospects for lasting rehabilitation were uncertain and that it was of paramount importance to protect the community from him. Even so, today Justice Paul LaCava sentenced him to 2 years jail, suspended for 3 years, and placed him on a 2-year community-based order.
I think it's disgraceful. It's really outrageous. Quite out of line with what the community would feel about a guy like this.
Noel McNamara is the spokesman for the Crime Victims Support Association. His daughter was murdered, and he often speaks out against what he sees as overly lenient sentences. He says today's sentence is no different.
Certainly a dangerous practice, and it's got to be stamped out. And the only way you're going to stamp it out is not by giving him a suspended sentence and sending him off to play a few games down at the community sentencing people. He should have been locked up and punished.
Recently appointed County Court Judge Paul LaCava has placed Lam Quath under strict supervision orders. Judge LaCava told the court,
"Fortunately, you didn't infect the woman with the HIV virus, but you could have, and you knew you could have."
The prosecution submitted Quath shouldn't be jailed. Judge LaCava said he initially thought that was too lenient, but after reading DHS reports, he agreed continued treatment was the best option for Quath. Quath initially refused to admit to having sex with the woman and was served with an isolation order that confined him to a hospital. In March, he was transferred to a home in Melbourne, where he was monitored by staff and video surveillance 24 hours a day. Since May, he's gradually been allowed more unsupervised time. As it is, that can be up to 4 hours a day. Judge LaCava said Quath had recently told a doctor that if he found a new girlfriend, he would always use a condom when they had sex. He said Quath appeared to be taking more responsibility for his behaviour. Noel McNamara still believes Quath should be behind bars.
Naturally, he's going to say that. He's not going to say he's going to re-offend without a condom, because he would go to jail then. But I mean, I don't think it's good enough.
2.5 weeks ago, another Melbourne man was found guilty of trying to deliberately spread HIV to other men. A jury found Michael John Neal guilty of 15 charges, including attempting to infect another person with HIV, rape, and procuring sexual penetration by fraud. As in Quast's case, the Department of Human Services opened a file on Neal after his doctor contacted it in November 2001. DHS sent Neal 3 letters between 2001 and 2006, advising him of his responsibility to practice safe sex and to disclose his HIV status. Neal is soon to be sentenced. Noel McNamara says it shouldn't be up to the DHS.
That should be taken off DHS and put into the Justice Department, because that's where it belongs.
If there's an adult male or female who is diagnosed with HIV and their doctor is concerned that they are having unsafe sex, do you think the doctor should be going to the police straight away and bypassing DHS?
That should be mandatory.
But the Law Institute of Victoria is defending the sentence. President Tony Burke.
A trial judge, when crafting a sentence such as in this instance, has to weigh up, on the one hand, deterrence with the need to encourage rehabilitation on the other. And it's fairly clear that in this instance, the judge has sought to balance those two countervailing influences to craft a sentence which both the prosecution and the defence agreed was appropriate.
The president of the Law Institute of Victoria, Tony Burke, ending Alison Caldwell's report.